Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, fortunately, you and I both got to travel, and we both ended up in Spain at the same time. You were in the eastern part, I was in the western part.
Right.
But you got to meet a very, very interesting family who produced one of the most celebrated wines in Spain.
Absolutely. I had a chance to visit the Codonier property, which is a producer of cava, which is sparkling wine. And the property is located, it's pretty close to Barcelona. It only took us about 35 minutes to drive to drive from downtown Barcelona to the property. I had no idea of the history, so it was truly fascinating. This particular area was owned by the Codonier family, and they were producing wine on this property as far back as 1551.
Yowza.
Yeah, really.
No kidding.
Then what happened, and the head of the family was a guy named Jaime Arjame Codonier. Anyway, the last Codonier family member was a woman named Ana Codonier, and she married a guy named Miguel Reventos in modern history of 1659. So the Codonier property was owned now by the Reventos family, and Joseph Reventos in 1872 goes to Champagne to study and comes back and says, "Hey, I want to make sparkling wine here in Spain." Hence the origin of cava, sparkling wine in Spain, goes to the Codonier family. So it's a really interesting story. Now, Codonier, the traditional cava wine is a blend of the three major grapes for that, which is Girella Macabio and what's the third one, Al?
Perlada.
Yeah, there you go. So those are the typical ones, and that's mostly what you've seen in this country. One of the things that's so interesting about this particular property is that in addition to producing the classic cavas, they are now, I believe, the first ones who are really beginning to get into doing classic Pinot Noir and Chardonnay.
That's a huge development.
It really is. So when they first developed the first Pinot Noir-based sparkling wine in Spain was 2007, and they released it under the name of the woman, the last Codonier, Ana. Mm-hmm. So if you see an Ana wine, it's going to be named for the last woman Codonier. That debuted in 2007. It was 70% Pinot Noir. In 2011, they produced a Blanc de Noir, which was 100% Pinot Noir. Mm-hmm. And then they have a Blanc de Blanc, which is and a Rosé, which are both Chardonnay and Pinot Noir. So they represent really awesome values. If you go to the Codonier Classico, which is going to be your traditional blend, it's going to only sell for $10 to $12.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and it's a really, really good value. Now, if you want to begin to sample slightly higher end, when you get into the Ana de Codonier, there is a Brut Rosé, and there is also a white. The white is 70% Chardonnay, 30% Parieda.
Anyway, close enough.
That's going to sell for all of $14, and the Brut Rosé is 100, it's Pinot Noir and 30% Chardonnay. That's all of $14. And if you really want to step it up, you can go to the Grand Codonier Reserva. The Chardonnay is 100% Chardonnay, and the Pinot Noir is 100% Pinot Noir, and they're going to sell for all of $20. So this is the history, and the wines are spectacular.
Hugh, I think we ought to pop a cork and celebrate. That sounds really great.
I'm in.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson, and you've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.